All right. Well, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, we love families, and we pursue excellence. We have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Hallelujah. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. He didn't exclude you. He includes you. Amen. So you're special to Him. See yourself the way He sees you. Amen. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to continue with Grow and Go for Jesus, number 2. Amen. He wants us to grow and go. He doesn't want us to sit and wait. No. He wants us to grow and go for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Leave change, a new person. Amen. Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available to Him. Let go and let God. Know that you can do all things through Him who strengthens you. Amen. You need strength. All you need to do is spend time with Him. Prepare yourself. Amen. Praise God. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. See yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. He put you here to win, not to lose. And He put you here because He wants to use you. Man, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know what? You're the church. You're His church. You're the body of Christ. If nobody ever told you that, now you know. So it's not time to sit. It's time to grow and go for Him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Man, that'll bless you. You know what? Let's make this declaration first. I'm excited. And grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Your mind's alert and your spirit is receptive. Amen. Receive what He's got for you. Amen. Don't be rushing. You know, Super Bowl is over. Ain't no football on, okay? So, ain't no need to rush. Come and sit and receive what God has for you. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. They say, hey, dump it on me, Pastor. Bring it on. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you right quick. I call them spiritual breaks. You know, we take breaks for everything. Well, why not take a spiritual break? A scripture break. Amen. And this is one I'm going to read at you. It says, happy Sunday morning. Say, God does not measure us by our appearance, our age, or how the world sees us. He looks deeper. He looks at our heart. He looks at our interiors, our kindness, our struggles, and the love we carry inside. While people focus on the outward beauty, God treasures the beautiful spirit, a gentle heart, a faithful soul, and life that seeks Him will shine brighter than anything seen on the outside. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I got another nugget for you, and it goes like this. It says, God has gifted you. First of all, He's called you. Amen. And if He's called you, He wants to use you. You know what? But know this, He's equipped you. He's anointed you. He's equipped you. And He's got everything in there for you to go and succeed. But the world is going to send distractions your way. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So God has gifted you. He has gifted each and every one of us with different gifts. So we're not gifted the same. Amen. So He's gifted us different. If your gift is to serve, serve cheerfully. If your gift is to teach, teach lovingly. If your gift is to listen, listen without judging. Come on now. God created us to accomplish things no one else can. Man, you think about that. He wants to use you. The world excludes you, but God includes you. And He's gifted you because He wants to use you. You're that one special person. Amen. If you was the only person, man, God has blessed you. It says God gifted us to accomplish things no one else can. Our gifts are unique, so we can bless others in a special way. We were made for a purpose. Don't compare yourselves to others. What matters is how God sees you. That's what matters. Amen. He came that you might have life. He's gifted you that you might have life in heaven more abundantly. Amen. Woo. Trust him to bring the right opportunities. Use what he's placed inside of you. Amen. So praise God. The path may not always be easy, but he knows what he's doing. He will calm your fears and equip you for what he's asked you to do. Everything he allows is for your good. God bless us so we can be a blessing to others. Bible says everywhere you go, there's people. Amen. And we're going to be looking at that scripture. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So everywhere you go, there's creatures. I mean, people. Amen. But he wants us to go and minister to these people. Amen. So everything he allows is for our good. God bless us so we can be a blessing to others. Rely on his strength and let him work in you and through you. Amen. You know what you can say? He says, I receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Because the world is going to lie to you. How do we know when they're lying? Because their lips are moving. Every time their lips move, they're lying to you. You can't do anything. No, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, I said all that to say this. We're going to continue with grow and go for Jesus this new year. And we're doing number two today, okay? So, praise God. Prepare yourselves. Grow and go for Jesus, number two. Amen. And keep going, Carmen. It says, grow and go for Jesus. Be all he's created you to be. Be all he's created. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Get yourself involved. Amen. Because he wants to use his body. And you're part of his body. I think last week I talked about this. You know, you ever built, Wednesday, maybe Bible study. But you ever build a puzzle? Amen. It's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful puzzle. But you know what? If you got a piece missing, it's incomplete. But you know what? You're the special piece that's missing. And when you put that piece in there, it completes the body of Christ. You're part of his body. You're part of his body. Include yourself. And when that piece is there, you know what? That puzzle is complete. It's just like he talks about his body. His body being one body, but it has many parts to it. And all these parts work in unity. That's the body of Christ. We work together in unity. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. So start every day rejoicing, being glad, be happy, be motivated, be stirred up, and be ready to serve him. You know, when you wake up, instead of doom and gloom, you know, and say, well, you know, it's Monday, man. I've got all this week, man. You just fighting the whole time. Man, it's like you're just dragging. No, you know, he says, rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You know, the enemy uses people also. And they're going to rub you the wrong way. And they're going to say the wrong things. But you got to renew your mind. Amen. Renew your mind so you can be strong in him. Let the greater one come up in you. Amen. So, this is rejoice, be glad, be happy, be motivated, be stirred up, and be ready to do what? To serve him. With love, with passion, and with a big smile. You know when you smile, when they fuss and cuss and say all kind of bad things about you, and you smile in their face, it just makes them madder. See, I don't know what it is about you. I make you so mad, you should have cussed me out. No. The greater one rises up. Amen. And you see that smile, and you don't let your words and your actions do you wrong. Say the right things and put us when you don't know what to say, smile. It'll just throw them for a flip, you know. Hallelujah. Says, wherever you are, guess what? He put you there. God put you there for a reason. Quit trying to find reasons why I don't want to be here. And you know what? If you get around the wrong crowd, they're going to tell you all kind of reasons you shouldn't be here. You know? But it says, bloom where you're planted. If he put you here for a reason, guess what? Let's bloom. Amen. I wrote it like this. This grows means what? Mature, develop, produce, improve, bloom, and ripen. Yes. Amen. Be happy where you are. Nobody can make you happy but you, and having the greater one in you and the word in you, because this world is going to try to doom and gloom. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's the enemy. And he's going to use his people to try to make you sad and mad and all kind of stuff. Amen. Let go. Yeah, let go and let God. Listen to this. We're just reviewing a few things we said last week, but it says flowers, trees, cactus, plants, they groom and bloom where God planted them. Well, you know what? He's planted us here. Well, then bloom and gloom for him. Amen. It says they don't complain, they don't gripe or compete. That well, you're in my spot. You need to move. You know, they don't compete. They just bloom, and they're very pretty, and they're very happy. We need to learn from that. Amen. Honey, you ever seen an ugly flower? No. He never made anything ugly. Everything he's created is beautiful. It says no matter what may be happening around you, no matter what circumstances, conditions, or situations around you, just bloom, be glad, be happy, and motivated and stirred up, and be ready to serve him. Amen. So I think I wrote it. Keep going to the next one. No. Anyway. We'll get to it. It says Mark 16:15 says, I told you I was going to get there too. So Mark 16:15, last week we read the whole thing, but this time only verse 15 says, New Living Translation says, then Jesus told him, what? Go. That's two-thirds of God's name. G-O. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel or the good news to what? To everyone. Everyone. Okay? And the New King James says, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Or we can say people. Because everywhere you go, there's people. You can't get away from them. You want to be in a better place? I don't care where you go. You can go to a little city, big city, mid city, whatever. There's going to be people all around you. You can't get away from them. So, you know what? If you have Jesus, you have peace. And just have peace about it. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Just a few scriptures we're reviewing, and then we're going to get into it. But it says, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, the modern English version says this, study to show yourself approved by God, a workman who needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to know the truth. You can't survive in this world. I think I wrote one of these, but it says, it's hell out there without Jesus. If you don't know, you'll find out quick. You leave home without Jesus, and somebody will cuss you out in a heartbeat. And what you say is you wasn't ready for. So you spend time with him. Get yourself ready before you go out in the world, because there's ugly giants out there. And they're going to eat your lunch in a heartbeat. Amen. In the flesh, in the physical, we lose. In the spirit, we know what to say and what to do. Amen. New King James says, be diligent, be to present yourself approved to God, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, you got to study to show yourself approved, you know. Don't go halfway out there, unprepared. Again, they're going to have your lunch in a heartbeat. You got to know what you got to read, study, meditate the word so it could be, you could be full, stay full, so you know what's going to come out of you, the word, and not your flesh. How are you going to respond from the spirit? What the word says, not what your flesh is saying or what your flesh wants to give them. Well, I have to give them a piece of my mind. Well, we know what you was thinking. Well, you know what? Thinking it is not as bad as saying it. But if you think it and you know it don't line up with the word of God, delete it. That's not of God. I'm not going to say that. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Keep going. Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, New King James. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates what? Day and night. And 3, we went over last week, but it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, but whatever he does shall prosper. Man, it's good to get the word in you, but you know what? You're going to have to speak it out. Amen. And that's what, man, that's what really helps, is speaking it out. Amen. Story is not meant for you to stay in there. Keep going. This is good. And Jeremiah 17 and 8 says, New King James says, blessed is the man who trusted the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be again like a tree planted by the water, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the years of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Amen. So you know what? We're children. Amen. We get full of the word. We're going to produce. We're going to let His fruit shine through us. Amen. We're going to let His light shine through us. And people are going to see Him and not a piece of our mind or what we want to say or do. No. No, no. Let's do what the Word of God says. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. It says, again, says, rejoice and be glad. What Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Well, I ain't happy, man. It's Monday. I ain't happy because this is happening. That's happening. I heard this. I heard that. Well, you know what? That's not what the Word of God is. It don't line up with the Word of God. So you know what? Delete it. That's not for me. I'm not receiving it. If you receive it, I mean, you can have it. But I'm not receiving. That's not for me. Psalms, New King James says, this day the Lord has made. I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Man, personalize that. This is for me. I'm going to do this. Amen. Okay, keep going. It says, for the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. Amen. So know that His joy will pay off because His joy is your strength. Amen. Whew. Don't try to copy the world. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Keep going. These are good, Carmen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Attitude. We talked about it. It says attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So your attitude means a lot. Amen. But you know what? If you're not renewing your mind with the Word of God, you can have a bad attitude. And bad attitude says it's just like a flat tire. Don't go anywhere without it. Amen. Nobody wants to know that. Nobody wants to hear that. You know, Jesus could have done the same thing, but He didn't give him a piece of His mind or a bad attitude. He didn't have a bad attitude to give. Amen. We got to prepare ourselves, renew our minds with what the Word of God says. Amen. And not have bad attitudes, but change it before you go anywhere. Keep going. These are good. This is the one I was looking for a few minutes ago. Says, don't let anyone or any circumstance take you out of your peace. You bring them into your peace. Many fail here. Amen. Let's not fail. Amen. And the bottom, I wrote there myself. It says, spend time with Him before you go anywhere. It's hell without Jesus. You know, you can make it. You can compound this problem yourself. Because if you don't renew your mind and get in right spirit with Jesus, man, you can go in the world and just be like the world. And you're going to have all kinds of hell. Yes. But I'm not receiving it. And don't you receive it. Yeah, it says time spent with Him before we go anywhere. Because it's hell without Jesus. Amen. But we know different. Amen. We know different. Keep going. These are good. Carmen says, part-time believers no match to a full-time devil. He's going to track you down and he's going to throw all kind of stuff your way. But you know what? Greater one is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. And don't be no part-time believer. He didn't put you here to be a part-time believer. He didn't put you here to be a spectator. He put you here to be a participator and be full-time for Jesus. When Jesus came, you know, He left the perfect heaven to come to this earth to be sacrificed. He already knew this. But you know what? He didn't do part-time work. He fulfilled what He came to do. And He wants us to do the same thing. We can fulfill what it is that He's called us to do. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, Apostle Paul was in prison most of his life. Well-educated man, full of God. Not mad, not sad, nor unhappy. He was happy, content. He was satisfied and pleased. Amen. He wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. Amen. And he was in prison most of the time. You know, he could have been sad and mad, but he wasn't. Amen. So the body of Christ, the church, believers, us, the church, the body of Christ, not denominations. Yeah, you heard it here. Amen. For Jesus didn't come into this world for denominations. Amen. He came to set his body. Amen. And we are his body, not denominations. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're not, well, 1 Corinthians 12, 27 through 31 says, you are the body of Christ. You need to know this. You are the body of Christ. Amen. You've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Now you're the body of Christ. And it says that who you, that's who you are. You must never forget this. Only as you accept your part of that body does your part mean anything. Receive it. You're his child. You're his body. And who is he going to use? Us. His body. Amen. It says you're familiar with some of the parts that God has formed his church, which is his body. Apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers, healers, helpers, organizers, those who pray in tongues. Says Christ's church is a complete body. Amen. It's a whole body. You know, you see my body, but I have many parts inside and outside. Amen. But all these parts work as one on in this one body. Amen. It says, it's not all apostles, not all prophets, not all miracle workers, not all healers, not all praying tongues, not all interpretive tongues. And yet some of you keep competing for so-called important parts. God loved you so much, he sacrificed his son. That's how important you are. If you would have been the only person, he would have still sacrificed his son. That's how important you are to him. See yourself the way he sees you. Says, but now I just want to lay out a far better way for you. Amen. Jesus laid out, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. That's the best way. Amen. So you watching, you listening, if you haven't accepted Christ, now's the time. It's a new year. Start a new life in him. Amen. Praise God. And receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Don't compare or compete. Only complete one another. Big or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is do your part faithfully, with passion, with gratitude unto him. And this is where I'm at right now. It says, remember, team. What's the word team means? Together, everyone achieves more. Together as the body of Christ, as a team, we achieve more. And there's no I in the word team, but there's an I in the word unity. It says the body of Christ operates in unity. Amen. We work together in unity, one for Christ. Amen. Ooh, in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, New King James. And whatever you do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive a reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Amen. When you get this attitude, who am I doing this unto? He paid the price. He didn't owe. I owe a debt I cannot pay. So, Lord, I'm doing this unto you. And you got to go into this world and do your best for him. If you're not prepared, they're going to have you. But you know what? You keep renewing your mind with the word of God. Amen. Because you're going to be deflated in a heartbeat. Especially if you're doing it in the flesh. You're going to fail in a heartbeat. You know, renew your mind and do it unto him. I'm doing it unto you, Lord. You know what? As many times I go do a job, in the flesh, I didn't want to start. In the flesh, I didn't want to do it. In the flesh, I wanted to quit. But Lord, before I start this, I want to dedicate myself to you, and I want to do this unto you. And you know what? When I do that, I'm going to do my best. People are paying me to do a good job, not a halfway job. Amen. So whatever it is that you do, when you dedicate yourself to him and offer and serve him, you know what? You're going to do your best. Not halfway. Come on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that he says in Hebrews 6:10, he says, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love. Amen. Amen. He's not going to forget. If you want somebody to remember, he will. Which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Amen. So, Lord, I'm doing this unto you. Amen. I don't care if it's one person in here. I don't care if it's just one person you see out there. Still, you're doing it unto him. And you know what? It was special for him to send a one person for you to minister to. Amen. So, they'll say, well, you know, I want a big crowd. Don't worry about the big crowds, man. You do one at a time. Amen. Praise God. Since God called us, set us, gifted us, do our best to honor him. Amen. Do your best to honor him. Yes. Amen. He honored his father. He came. And he was sacrificed. But you know what? He could have told the father, he says, you know what? I'm not receiving this. Wipe these guys out. Send a legion of angels, he says. And just destroy all these people. No, he says, you know what, Father? He says, forgive them. Amen. So if he, what he went through, we haven't even come close to what he went through. And he still asks forgiveness. What about us? Amen. Do you know how to say, I'm sorry? Forgive me? Amen. When we go to him and ask forgiveness, do you expect him to forgive you? He will. But he wants you to do the same thing. He says, if you don't forgive, I won't forgive. Amen. So, best thing to do is forgive. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 and 18 says, in 12 says, For as the body is one and has many members, but as the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And verse 18 says, but now God has set the members, each one of them, in his body just as he pleased. I don't know if you're happy with the way your body looks, but God said it that way. So accept it. Love yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love myself. Thank you, Father, for loving me and for sacrificing your son. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price. Amen. It says, go shine for him. Let your light shine for him. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify Father, your Father in heaven. Amplified says, let your light shine before men in such a way that they see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Lord, I'm doing this unto you. People are going to say, man, you always do a great job. Well, praise God. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. It says, grow, bloom where you're planted. Amen. When you sow a seed, you expect that seed to grow and to bloom. Amen. But you got to water it and you got to take care of it. We got to do the same thing. We're to study it and meditate on it and grow. Amen. And mature in that. It says many of us, many live a discouraged life because they don't like where they are. Always fighting, negative, complaining, grouchy, irritable, sad, always wanting to be somewhere else or being something else. Amen. Key thing is grow, mature, and bloom where he's planted you. He put you there for a reason. You know, if you want to know what that reason is, spend time with him. Ask him. Amen. He told Jonah, go into Nineveh. I want you to go preach the gospel over there. He said, no, I'm going the other way. God makes a way. And he got in the ship going the wrong way. Amen. But you know what? They was having problems. He says, you know why? You guys are having problems because I'm running from God. You know? And he said, if you throw me overboard, your troubles will be over. And guess what? They threw him overboard. But you know what? God had a plan. He had a big fish waiting for him. Fish swallowed him. Went and spit him out in Nineveh. He said, okay, Father, I'll do what you want me to do. Some of you watching, some of you listening, you see down in the dumps, you know. God has prepared a big fish to swallow you. Just say, Lord, I'm ready to come home. Just like the prodigal son, I'm ready to come home. Yeah, he wants you to come home. You know why? He had great plans for you. None of them include defeat. But it's time you line up with him, receive him as your Lord and Savior, and press on with him. Amen. The greater one is in you. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Why don't you get on the winning team for a change? Amen. You got to stop seeing yourself down and out. Well, this is the way it's going to be. No, it's not the way it's going to be. Jesus paid for a better life, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Man, whew, let's get in the right, in our right senses. Be the best you can be where you are, or where you're planted now. Be your best. Line up with Him, amen, and be a child of God, amen. Put a smile on your face and give your frown a break. Smile will make you be better witnesses. Smile attracts people, people around you. Frown distracts people. Smile shows His love and His compassion. Amen. When I put my Jesus glasses on, the smile comes on. People want to know, why are you always smiling? Because the greater one is in me. Amen. And you let Jesus out, and people see. So it attracts. Well, let me see how I wrote it here. It says, smiles attracts. People want to be around you. Frowns distract. Nobody wants to mess with you. Oh, you don't want to be around her. You don't want to be around him. No. So smile shows His love and His compassion. Amen. Praise God. He wants to use you. You just got to make yourself available. Amen. He's not going to knock the door to come in. When you got the word in you, you're going to be open for Him to come. Amen. And He's going to come and sup with you. Believers should smile the best. They know the truth, and the truth will set them free from worldly lies, from whatever the enemy tries to bring. Amen. It says, believers should be the happiest people on earth. Amen. Smile, it attracts people. Amen. Praise God. Be good, be kind, even if they're not good and kind to you. Be grateful where you're living, even if it's not where you want to be. Amen. I was military. I'm retired military. And I've been in a lot of places I didn't want to be. But I signed up, so they're going to send me. So when you receive Jesus, He's going to send you. Who's He using? He's using His body. You're part of His body. He's going to send you. And He's going to use you. So you say, well, you know, I'm too tired. No. You know what? Crucify the flesh. Feed your spirit. You're three-part beings. You have a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in the body. Your spirit, you feed the Word of God. Your soul, you renew with the Word of God. Amen. And your flesh, you crucify. Because your flesh wants to be comfy all the time. And your flesh wants to sit and do nothing. Nothing in life just happens to us. It happens for us. Keep a right attitude and keep smiling. Keep a smiling attitude. Remember, it attracts people. When things happen to you, instead of having a bad attitude, or complaining, our attitude should be, Lord, I may not like this, but I know I'm here in your divine plan. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And He tells us in Nehemiah 8:29-11 that He has great plans for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. He has a divine plan for you. He didn't put you here so you could be a loser. He didn't put you here to be lost. He's got a plan for you. But you got to spend time with Him. Amen. It may not feel good, but it's allowing me to grow. It's allowing me to mature, produce, bloom, and be all He's created me to be. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Man, thank you, Lord. You got so much. Always trying to get somewhere else to be happy. The grass is greener on the other side. Grow where your plant is. Sow a seed of kindness, smile, joy, happiness. Brighten up. Make somebody's day better. Be a blessing. We're blessed by the best, and we're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Who else is He going to use? Us, His body. Amen. Put a smile on your face. Get pepped up, put a pep on your step, stay stirred up for Jesus. Amen. Remember the pep rallies we used to have? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Well, we need to have pep rallies with Jesus before you go anywhere in the world. Amen. And He didn't call us to stay. He called us to go. Amen. So prepare yourselves to go and to have the greater one with you. So get stirred up for Jesus. Be a winner for Jesus. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, our greatest example. Listen, you heard this. I'll say it again. He left heaven, a perfect place, to come here. Would you do that? I don't think so. But he did. He pleased the Father. Father asked him to go. He said, I want my people back. And I'm willing to sacrifice you. How would you like Jesus and the Father sitting in heaven? Son, I'm going to sacrifice you because I want my people back. Okay, Daddy. Praise God. We have nothing to complain about. Have an attitude of gratitude. You know, if you don't know what else to say, say, thank you, Jesus. You just woke up. You don't know what else to say. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me during the night. Thank you for waking me up. You know why he woke you up? Because he has a plan for you. He has a mission for you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. It says, I'm available. Send me. I'll go. I'll do my best. Woo, hallelujah. I'm available. Send me. I'll go. I'll do my best. Man, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Keep a right attitude. It says, Jesus will guide and he will provide. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. I forgot where we were, Carmen. No, we're right there. It says, 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8 says this. Easy to read verses. Give all your worries to him. Why? Because he cares for you. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy. It should say only enemy. Amen. Well, you see, I have many enemies. No. You have one enemy. And we fight a spiritual battle. The battlefield is the mind. And we are renewed with the word of God. Amen. But it says, the devil is your enemy. And he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. He wants to destroy you. The King James, New King James says, casting all care upon him because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He wants to destroy you. Steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So line up with the word. You know, quit living world of lies, you know. Quit living there. Man, that's not my place. My place is in him. Amen. And doing the right things. It says, cast all cares upon him cast all care upon him. Give him all your trash. Dump it. He says, dump it on me. Amen. That person that's hard to get along with, he's not happening to you. He's happening for you. God is using them to grow you up. Listen to this. God uses difficult people like sandpaper to rub the roof off of you. Woo, hallelujah. You're developing character. Growing, maturing spiritually. Get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. It says, learning to be Christ-like. Learning to be Christ-like. And that's why we're growing and we're maturing in the things of God. Amen. We're getting the word in us and we're meditating on it so we can do what the word says and speak what the word says. Amen. In Ephesians 5 and 1 and 2, in the Amplified says, therefore become imitators of the world. Huh? No. It says become imitators of God. I just want to make sure you're paying attention. You know? Therefore become imitators of God. What does it say? Copy him. Follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their fathers. Amen. So we're to copy him. He didn't say copy the world. He says copy him. But you got to get in the word so you know what the word says. So you could do what the word says. Speak what the word says. Amen. Be a hearer and doer of the word of God. And walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Verse 2 says, and walk continually in the love that is. Value one another. Practice empathy and compassion. Unselfishly seeking the best for others. Just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us. An offering, a sacrifice to God, a Father, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. Man, that is love. You know, we're talking about agape love, unselfish love. Amen. The God kind of love. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Believers walking in agape love. You put a smile on. Let the love of God, His agape love, show through you. Amen. Says agape is unconditional love. It is the highest form, the highest of four types of love in the Bible. Amen. 1 John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love, does love not know God, because God is love. We're talking about agape love. Amen. It says, he who does not, New King James says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Amen. Ooh, man. Also, we've done it before, but we'll read it again. It says, John 3:16 says, New Living Translation says, for this is how God loved the world. We're talking about people, world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. New King James says, for God so loved people, world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. I think we're going to be stopping there. I got one more I want to read at you. It says, grow and go for Him. Smile, 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 smile. And serve, serve, serve. Remember, we're still under construction. As long as we're in this world, He's still working through us. He's working on us. We're under construction. He's still working on us. He's not finished with us. When things come our way that we don't like, instead of being negative, complaining, our attitude should be, God, I may not like this, but I know I'm here in Your divine plan. Amen. Man, say the right things. Amen. And I'll close with this. But we know the story of Paul and Silas in Acts. Keep going, Carmen. Acts. This is just the 25th verse, okay? But it goes, you can write this down. Acts 16:25-34. It tells you the whole story. But I'm just going to read you verse 25. It says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. And I put in parentheses, so was Jesus. Jesus heard. And next thing you know is there's going to be a big earthquake. And all the prison doors fly open. And all the shackles fell off. Amen. And the guard hears this, and he wakes up, and he sees all the cell doors open. So guess what? He's ready to kill himself. He's going to pull his sword and kill himself. And Paul says, don't hurt yourself. We're all here. We're all here. So you know what? Him and his family came to Christ because of that. Amen. But I wrote in the Bible, says, so was Jesus. Jesus was listening too. Just like Jesus was watching when Stephen got stoned. And he stood up to honor him and receive him. And at the bottom it says, beaten but not complaining or being difficult with God. You know, they weren't crying and saying, oh, we was doing Your work and look what happened to us. Jesus didn't cry at the cross. And He was beaten. Amen. And Paul and Silas were singing hymns unto Him. And He heard. He was listening. Yeah. But they weren't complaining. So we need to learn from this. We need to learn from this. Let me see where I put it. Grow, learn from it. Have a positive attitude. Watch your words and your actions. And that's what they did. Amen. It may not be good, or it may not be the right place, but it's allowing me to grow and go for Him and be all He's created me to be. Amen. So, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the word of God you receive, church. You watching. You've been running too long now. We've only the second month of this year. You know, how many more years are you going to wait? You don't know when He's coming back. So you might as well get yourself right with God. and say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. What's keeping you from saying that? Say it. Confess him. And you know what? He's not finished with you. He's just going to say, get up and press on. Amen. Get yourself to a Bible-based church where you can learn the Word of God. Get you a Bible and read and study so you can go and know what the Word of God says. Amen. And be a child of God. Amen. And he's going to use you in a mighty way. Amen. So praise God. You have sickness in your body. What I do every day, speak the Word of God over myself. So by Jesus Christ, Jose, you are well, you are healed. I rebuke any sickness trying to attack my body. I receive no malfunctions in my body. My body's well. My body's healed from head to toe, inside and out. I release those healing powers to overtake me in Jesus' name. By his stripes, I am well and I'm healed. I don't see myself lacking anything. Amen. So praise God. Amen. And it's time to give. Praise God. You go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Press donate button. If you go on mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Hallelujah. God loves you and we love you. Remember, grow and go for him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.